The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What would you do in this situation? I have to decide today whether or not to do something my husband really doesn't want me to do or listen to him and make our lives harder and for no reason whatsoever. It's dumb.
Isn't that frustrating when you find yourself in one of those situations where, like, either it's the timing of the event or just their hesitation or the fact that they can't come to it. Sooner or later, a decision has to be made one way or the other.
Yeah, you can, if you want to chime in, you can call 1-800-330-9999 or you could text that same number, 1-800-330-9999. I especially want to hear from wives. What would you do here? So we are getting ready to put our home on the market.
Right.
And we have to have our basement repainted and we had to have the carpet pulled up to, you know, just to get it fixed up.
Sure.
So the person who's doing it came yesterday and, you know, gave us the price quote and we scheduled it for about 10 days from today for it to get done.
Okay.
We have old couches in our basement that we have had for 20 years. They're black leather couches. They're in decent shape. They're definitely in decent shape. But they're ugly and they're outdated and we bought them at a discount store 20 years ago.
Right.
Right. So now they all have to be removed for them to do the work. We live in a really small house. Like there's nowhere else to move these couches. Like they're and like the way our basement is, it's a giant mass of pain to have to get them upstairs and put them in another room or whatever, all
right.
that. So I said to Paul, I said to my husband, I said, I'm going to sell them. I'm going to put them like on Facebook Marketplace or I'm just going to like if somebody give us a couple hundred dollars for them to get rid of them.
Right.
He does not want to get rid of these couches. What if we need them in the new house? We don't have a new house yet, by the way. Keep in mind. I go, we have two sets of couches upstairs and like these couches are old and ugly. Like, what are we going to do with them? Like, they're so out of date. He does not want to get rid of these couches.
You know, it's a funny thing about furniture sometimes, right? Because it's either the deal that we got or the time in our life or whatever. And one of the partners, they'll want to hold on to them. It's true. You don't bring furniture to a new house. You buy furniture for a new house.
And
right?
even it's, and the furniture we're going to bring, if we're going to bring furniture, we're going to bring the good furniture that lives upstairs, not the one that is in our basement that's in the quote unquote playroom that the kids never play in because it's disgusting and old, you know?
I think he probably loves these couches, though.
Well, because you know what? Because they're like, they're cozy old leather couches.
Right.
But nobody hangs out there anymore. So now I have this like, this thing where I know it's in his head for whatever reason that we can't get rid of these couches.
Right.
So do I just do it anyway and then have him just be mad at me for a little bit and get over it? I mean, he's so level-headed, my husband. And like, you know, Paul, if you've ever met Paul, he is as level-headed as they come. He's like really
he's
like
pretty relaxed.
Yeah. He slammed the car door after we had this conversation last night. He was so mad about it. And I'm like, he's going to get mad if I sell it. I go, but maybe he'll be happy when they're gone and we don't have to worry about it anymore. And where are we going to put these couches? We're going to have to leave them outside in the garage. Like, not in the garage because we don't have room in the garage. Like, literally outside while they do the work.
Yeah, I mean,
and keep our fingers crossed it doesn't rain.
Yeah, if you could sell them, obviously that's the best answer, right? And I mean, even better if you can get somebody that's actually going to come in, buy those couches, and then
take
remove,
them out.
Right, remove them from your basement.
That's what
for
I said.
You.
But he doesn't. No, it's not a matter of the $200 we would get for them or whatever. I mean, they're like they're old couches.
Right.
It's a matter of he does not want to get rid of them.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that you have to sooner or later just you know pull the trigger on something
Should
like
I just
that.
Do
right?
it? Should I just do it? Oh, he's going to get
just
so
list
mad.
Them and then see what happens.
And just like oh, he's going to get so mad. What would you do? You can text or call. Just give me some heads up on what to do today. 1-800-330-9999. I've got literally 10 days to make this decision. And really now because
no,
they
you have to
get
make
out.
It now. You got to list it now.
They gotta go.
So that they sell in the next 10 days.
Gosh. Right. There's a big disagreement with my husband and I need to know what to do. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999.
Sometimes your partner just is doing something and they're saying something, or they're a roadblock and they're just being dumb. Let's be honest.
Well, that's I don't know, out of all the things in the world, why this is the thing he's going to hang his hat on. You know what I mean?
Sure.
We're getting ready to sell our house, and yesterday the painters came. We have to redo the downstairs, the basement. Like, it's a mess. We never did anything to it. It's disgusting. They rip up the carpet and just paint the walls and whatever. And it's happening in 10 days. We have these old couches that we've had for literally 20 years. It was our first purchase when we graduated college together. 20 years.
It makes so much more sense when you say it like that.
Yeah, like they're big black leather couches. Are they in decent shape? Yeah, sure they are. But they're outdated. We don't use them. They're in the basement in like this, you know, playroom that nobody goes in because it's so gross. And I want to get rid of them. I said, I'm going to sell them on Facebook Marketplace, see if I can get a couple $100s. And most importantly, just get them out of here for the painters.
Right. Get them out of the space. And I mean, the thing is, you're going to buy a new house. They're not going to end up in the new house anyways. But I'll tell you, the problem here is in Paul's mind, your husband's mind, he checked that box. When you guys bought these all those years ago, he was like, that's it. Got my black leather couches. That's one thing that's done in my life. Got a good value. Oh. They're still in decent shape. He believes that someday there's going to be a room and he's going to be like, nope, couches are already paid for. I got them.
I don't understand why he's doing this. I don't know why we're fighting about this. But would you just sell them anyway? If you're a wife, would you just sell them anyway? Because that's what I'm thinking about doing. On our text line, it says, do not sell will always be a source of trouble, especially since he already feels so strongly about it. Oh, no.
I mean, he did slam a door.
He did.
What do you think? What should Anna do with the sofas?
She should definitely sell them. And the way she should pose it to her husband is that they're going to help out a family in need, a family who can't go out and buy brand new couches. Mm-hmm. But these couches would mean the world to them for $200.
What if he doesn't care about that family? But you know what you could do is you could tell him, listen, they're going to help another sad man in need of these leather cozy couches to take a nap on right now. I mean, to me, that's kind of the same thing, right? You're rehoming them.
Yeah, that works too.
I mean, it sounds so nice, right. But I think he's just going to be like, are you kidding me?
Well, you need to present it to him like, Paul, your happiness is not going to happen here. It's elusive, right? But some other man out there, he may retain happiness, and these couches are going to help him get there. And you will have helped him get to that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Would you sell the couches or would you keep them?
Oh, no, you have to sell them. And when he gets that $200 in his hand, he's going to thank you. You can't take them to the new house with you. Absolutely not.
This is probably not a good time to mention that I saw a pair of shoes I really wanted. But I think in my head, I was like...
And they were $300. Right. So the $200, not really a big windfall for him, right? But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Would you just sell the couches behind your husband's back? What would you do?
I think that the couch needs to somehow get ruined in transit, like a big knife through it or something. And then, oh, it's ruined. We have to get rid of it.
But I mean, again, that doesn't solve her immediate problem, which is it needs to get the hell out of the way so that it can put the carpet in.
No. Right. But something could accidentally happen down there.
Oh, when it's getting moved upstairs for the carpet, maybe?
Yeah,
even?
Or when I'm cleaning. Yeah. And I don't. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm packing up boxes, and all of a sudden now there's a giant hole in the big one, and I don't know what happened.
I don't know why this one got set on fire.
Right. Like it accidentally just burst into flames. I can't quite figure it out.
Right.
So weird.
Right. I mean, I guess that's one way of doing it, or just selling them. Right.